This week's Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, Topsin Fungicide by UPI and FMC. The countdown is on and time is ticking as the current farm bill is set to expire Sunday, September 30th. At this point, the conference committee has come to terms on two of the 12 farm bill titles. However, differences remain within the Senate and House versions of the bill. In the case of a farm bill extension, Gordley Associates' Dale Thorenson says after October 1st, the immediate concern will turn to foreign market development and market access program authorization.
MAP does have money and they would likely continue to operate that, but because of the CBO OMB rule about programs that don't have a $50 million a year cost, they will have no money because it costs $34.5 million a year. And so there would be no money to operate FMD until they get a new bill passed. And so for the groups that have received funding to help pay overseas staff to develop markets and whatever may have an issue if they haven't planned ahead for a shortfall or a period of time where there isn't any income coming from that FMD program.
In addition to farm bill chats, dry edible bean harvest is wrapping up across North Dakota and Minnesota. At Crystal, North Dakota, O'Toole Seed Company owner Brian O'Toole says yields are average.
Quality looks still good in the little amounts of rains that we've gotten so far hasn't affected the edible bean crop. My wife does the grading here, and she had a couple pails come in yesterday, and of course the moisture was too high to turn those guys loose, but the quality looked good.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, and Johnstown Bean Company.